This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister of State at the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers, Umesh Prasta, says the country will become prosperous with the construction of industrial areas and tunnels. Ministry of Health and Population announces anti-COVID-19 vaccination campaign targeting children under 5 years of age in 50 districts. And gunman kills 11 people after a family dispute in Montenegro. Now, the news in detail. Minister of State at the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers, Umesh Prasta, has said that the country will prosper only with the construction of the industrial sector in the country. Speaking at the interaction program regarding the establishment of an industrial zone and the construction of the Shaktikhor Majimdar tunnel organized by the Kalika municipality of Chitwan today, Minister Shrestha, who is also responsible for coordinating the inter-ministries of the government of Nepal, said that the construction of Shaktikhor Majimdar tunnel will play an important role in the development of the industrial area being established in Shaktikhor and the infrastructure of the country's transportation. In the program, Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, Biswanath Paudel, said the roads and industries are important for the development and prosperity of the nation. President of the Chitwan Association of Industries, Trilochan Kadel, informed about the construction of the industrial area in the program. The government is starting a vaccination campaign against coronavirus by targeting the children of the remaining 50 districts under the second phase from August 21st. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed a vaccination campaign is being organized targeting children under 5 years of age in 50 districts. The ministry said that only the first dose of vaccine will be administered from August 21st to 27th, and the second dose of the vaccine will be administered from September 12th to 17th. Two girls from Baitari have gone missing after being swept away by the Mahakali River yesterday. Assistant Chief District Officer of Baitari, Khagendra Bharati, said 16-year-old Kavita Tamata and 15-year-old Sangeeta Tamata of Dasarathchand Municipality 8 have gone missing since yesterday afternoon. They were reportedly taking a shower in the river when the incident took place. However, the incident was reported to the police and administration only in the evening. The security agencies were mobilized soon after, but they were not found. Meanwhile, in Tanahu, an elderly went missing after he was washed away while taking a shower in the Kaligandaki River in Devghat Rural Municipality 5. According to District Police Office Tanahu, 76-year-old Jangabahadur Khadka, residents of Baiteswar Rural Municipality 3 in Dolakha District, has gone missing. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Tanahu, Yuvraj Khadka, shared that the Khadka has not been found as the police team searched until late in the evening. The search is still on. Traffic Police Office Chitwan has informed that a truck carrying bricks fell into Trishuli River at 9 a.m. today. The accident occurred along the Prithivi Highway near Ichchakamana Rural Municipality 5, Nadi Khola. It is not clear how many people were in the truck heading to Kathmandu from Moglin. More information regarding the incident is awaited. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 11 people have been killed in shooting following a family dispute in the city of Sutinje in Montenegro. According to officials, a single gunman shot dead three members of the same family before shooting at passers-by. Prosecutor told journalist a mother and her two children, all staying in the shooter's house, were killed. The attack finally ended when the 34-year-old gunman was shot dead by a civilian. Officers said after killing the three members of the same family who were staying at his house, the gunman left the property and fatally shot seven local residents using the same hunting rifle. Another six people are currently being treated in the hospital. The city of Sutinje is home to picturesque Adriatic nation's former royal capital and is situated in a mountainous valley around 36 km west of the capital, Podgorica. Sir Ahmad Salman Rushdie, an Indian-born British-American novelist, is not in a good condition after the author was stabbed at an event in New York State. His agent in a statement says he was attacked on stage and is now on a ventilator and unable to speak, adding that the 75-year-old author may lose one eye. Mr. Rushdie suffered years of Islamist death threats after writing the Satanic Verses, published in 1988. Police detained a 24-year-old suspect named Hadi Matar from Fairview, New Jersey. New York State Police said the suspect ran onto stage and attacked Mr. Rushdie and an interviewer at an institution in western New York State. Authorities said Mr. Rushdie was stabbed at least once in the neck and in the abdomen. He was taken to a hospital in Erie, Pennsylvania, by helicopter. No motive or charges have yet been confirmed by police. The British-American citizen, who was born to non-practicing Muslims and is an atheist himself, has become a vocal advocate for freedom of expression, defending his work on several occasions. Experts say the ongoing drought in Europe is putting electricity generation under pressure. Electricity from hydropower, which uses water to generate power, has dropped by 20% overall, and nuclear facilities, which are cooled using river water, have been restricted. There are fears that the shortfalls are a taste of what will happen in the coming winter. High temperatures are hitting energy output from fossils, nuclear and solar sources. This is because the technology in power plants and solar panels work much less well in high temperatures. The prolonged dry spell is putting further pressure on energy supplies as Europe scrambles for alternative sources after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hydropower is an important source of energy for Europe, but the lack of waters in rivers and reservoirs is now significantly reducing the ability of facilities to produce electricity. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the likelihood of light to moderate rainfall in some places of the country today. According to the division, there are chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the hilly areas and a few places in the rest of the country. However, heavy rainfall is likely in one or two places in Province No. 1 and Bagmati Province. For tonight, there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki Province and a few places in other provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rain in one or two places of Lumbini Province tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister of State at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Umesh Shrestha, says the country will become prosperous with the construction of industrial areas and tunnels. Ministry of Health and Population announces anti-COVID-19 vaccination campaign targeting children under 5 years of age in 50 districts. And gunman kills 11 people after a family dispute in Montenegro. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.